Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz and Eliza with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, there is an expected series of extreme weather events occurring in southeast Queensland over the next 36 hours, including storms, damaging winds and heat waves. This extreme weather is due to the passage of a powerful front, and there are expected hot westerly winds that will arrive on Thursday. For most states, this month has brought near record high temperatures, which is unusual for this period in the year. In national news, Australia has seen a record-breaking flu season, leaving medical experts concerned about the declining vaccination rates of Australians. This year, over 410,000 lab-confirmed cases have been recorded, which has overtaken last year's numbers of 365,000 cases. However, it is likely that more Australians have actually become infected this year and have not reported their illness. James McCaw, professor in mathematical biology at the University of Melbourne, has said, "Many people appropriately self-manage their illness or are supported by their GP but not tested. Case counts or notifications depend strongly on people's choices on whether or not to seek medical attention and on the choices that GPs make to test or not to test."
In an attempt to win voters back, the Coalition has announced plans for income tax cuts and broader policy reforms, though specific details remain scarce. In a speech Monday afternoon, opposition leader Suzanne Lee outlined the proposal, describing the plan as a common sense approach to the federal budget. However, the Coalition has not shared any details on how this vision is going to be achieved and how much this will cost the economy. Ms. Lee also took aim at Labor's multi-employee bargaining laws, arguing they place unnecessary strain on small businesses and threatening jobs. In international news, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and US President Donald Trump have officially met for the first time in person, marking a significant milestone in the country's ongoing relationship. The long-awaited meeting took place almost 10 months after Albanese took office, with the two leaders sitting down for a 35-minute discussion in the White House. President Trump had glowing words for the Australian Prime Minister, stating, "We have been long-term, long-time allies, and I would say there has been anybody better." The two also discuss economic ties, security in the Indo-Pacific area, and planning future official visits, reaffirming the two countries' close partnership. For your weather today, Brisbane is going to be sunny all day. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That is all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.